Be patient, brothers and sisters. Simple words, but hard to live. Be patient, brothers and sisters. I don't know about you, but patience is one of those virtues that it seems like no matter how far along I feel like I'm growing, I still struggle with. As a child, it was the difficulty waiting for the presents to appear under the tree on Christmas morning. Now often it's impatience as I see that vacation out there on the calendar and I can't wait for it to come, or it's the moment sitting in the driveway of the rectory at 3 o'clock in the afternoon trying to find a way out onto Doherty Ferry. Patience. How hard it is to be patient. Why is patience so hard? Well, the etymology of the word gives us some hint as to why patience is so difficult. The word patience comes from the Latin word that means to suffer. Patience and the passion of Christ are two related terms. Patience requires a kind of suffering. It requires me to say no to myself. To say no to some instant momentary gratification of some particular desire that I have in favor of a delayed but greater or higher gratification later. And when you think about it, our whole struggle with sin in the Christian life all boils down to this in a way. Sin is always a choosing a momentary gratification rather than embracing that call to deny my selfish, sinful desire in favor of something that is higher. Sunday morning rolls around, and I can think of 1,000 other things I'd rather do than come to Mass. I have to say no to those 1,000 other things and make a little sacrifice of my time to give to the Lord on His day. I'm enjoying an evening out, and that one more drink seems desirable to me now, and I have to say no in favor of what is really good for me. I find myself in a conversation that is quickly degenerating into petty gossip. And my instinct is to join right in, and I have to say no to that instant gratification in order to embrace something higher and better, that call to charity. Patience is the virtue that keeps our eye focused on what is maybe not yet present, but is even greater and higher than the momentary gratification, that makes it worth that suffering, that self-denial, in order to achieve what may be delayed but is even greater, even higher. And what does the Apostle James hold out to us today as the delayed gratification that is better than the instant momentary gratification? That which he says should motivate our patience: the coming of the Lord is at hand. Behold, the judge is standing before the gate. That is the greatest, the highest gratification we can experience, the coming of the Lord. The perfect love and joy and peace of His kingdom, which He will bring with Him when He comes, and which we are called to prepare for today in how we live. Isn't it often true that in our impatience, we build something up only to then be disappointed when it finally comes? Those Christmas gifts that I couldn't wait for as a child, I don't think I have a single one of them anymore. The vacation that is a time of joy and relaxation, how quickly afterwards I'm ready for the next one. So often in our impatience, we create this false idea of something that's going to make me perfectly, utterly happy. And then I find myself not long after longing for something else, something more. The promise of the coming of Christ is just the opposite. It's guaranteed to far surpass even our greatest hopes. What I can even begin to imagine it will be like, St. Paul says, doesn't even compare to what it truly will be. Today, the church invites us to rejoice. This third Sunday of Advent, the deep violet turns to the rose, which tells us that the Lord is near. He is near in a particular way in this very moment in the Eucharist. So today, as we draw near to him who draws near to us, let's ask him by this precious gift of himself to sustain us in our earthly pilgrimage, to give us the strength to patiently remove any obstacles from our life that stand in the way of his full coming, to remove them by our willingness to deny ourselves, to suffer a little bit by practicing that patience, so as to be properly disposed, open, ready when he comes to give us the ultimate joy and peace for which we long. That is what he will bring when this judge who stands at the gates will come again in glory. St. Gerard Majella, pray for us.